my beloved, prophet of mercy. Oh, my beloved, prophet of mercy. Oh, my beloved, prophet of mercy. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the final prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, the one who sends Salat upon me, the angels continue to make prayers of mercy for him as long as he sends Salat. It is now the person's choice to send less Salat or more. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to the series Attributes of the Beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and today is the second episode of this series. In today's episode, we will listen about the blessed habits and sunnahs of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So first of all, let us listen the beautiful smile of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, to smile during one's speech when appropriate is a beautiful sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never guffawed, rather he would smile. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha said, I never saw the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam laughing in a way that his ovula could be seen. He would only smile. The companions radiyallahu anhum saw the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam smile on many occasions. They too would act upon his act of smile. Sayyidatuna Umme Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anha states, whenever Sayyidina Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would speak, he would smile. She further states that she said to him, leave this habit of yours, otherwise people will think that you are mad. Sayyidina Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu replied, whenever I saw or heard the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam speak, he would smile. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, the blessed biography of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam will remain a beacon of light for as long as the world remains. Each and every act of his is replete with wisdom. His followers consider it an honor to adopt these actions and reward them as their religious and worldly health. They search for opportunities to adopt the way of their Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So dear viewers, now let's listen about some more marvelous traits of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. When the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would walk, he sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would plant his feet firmly, and it would appear as though he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was descending from a higher place. In another narration, it states, when the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would walk, he sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would walk with vigor and not like a lethargic person. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, you heard some about the walking of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now let's listen some more sunnahs of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Manner of sneezing. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would dislike sneezing aloud. When he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would need to sneeze, he sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would cover his blessed mouth with a cloth or with his blessed hand. Manner of sleeping. When going to sleep, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would place his blessed right hand under his blessed cheek and then recite this dua: Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya, meaning, O Allah, with your name I die and I live, means I sleep and I awaken. When he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would wake up, he sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would recite this dua: الحمد لله الذي احيانا بعدما اماتنا واليه النشور. Meaning, all praise to be Allah, the one who gave us life after death, and to him is the resurrection. Manner of drinking. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam would drink water in three breaths. Manner of using fragrance. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam liked fragrance. He sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam would not reject a gift of fragrance. He sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam would use fragrances of musk and ambergris. Manner of looking in the mirror. When looking in the mirror, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam would thank Allah Almighty and recite this dua. Allahumma kama hassanta khalqi fahassin khuluqi. Means, O Allah, just as you have beautified my appearance, beautified my character also. Manner of applying kuhl. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam would make use of ismid kuhl. He sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam would apply it three times each to his blessed eyes. Sometimes he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam would place the kohol stick twice and apply it once to each eye. Dear viewers of Madani channel, you just heard some beautiful sunnahs and manners of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Let's listen some more. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam would always guard his tongue and only speak of beneficial matters. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would show love to those that would come to him and never did an action that would create hatred. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would mention the goodness of people's good actions and reinforce them. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam would mention an evil thing as being evil and prohibit acting upon it. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam adopt moderation in every matter. When going to a place, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would sit wherever he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would find space and would encourage others to do the same. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would mindful of the rights of those that sat with him. Those who would visit the prophetic court would feel as they were the most loved by the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. His generosity, good character and conduct were general for all. If someone would err in his gatherings, it was neither circulated nor was he made fun of. His blessed gaze would remain lowered out of modesty. He sallallahu alaihi wa sallam would never take revenge for personal matters. Instead of responding to evil with evil, he sallallahu alaihi wa sallam would show forgiveness. He sallallahu alaihi wa sallam would never cut off anybody's speech, nor would he sallallahu alaihi wa sallam interject. He sallallahu alaihi wa sallam would not speak harshly. He sallallahu alaihi wa sallam would not seek the faults of the others. He sallallahu alaihi wa sallam would only speak of things that were a means of reward in his favor. When questioned harshly by a traveler or a stranger, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam would display patience. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not cut off another's speech, but if someone would exceed the limits, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam would prevent them or leave that place. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam never laughed out aloud. That means in such a manner that if others were around, they would hear it. The noble Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum said, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would smile the most when appropriate. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Haris radiallahu ta'ala anhu states, I never saw anyone smile more than the beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, you heard some blessed manners and sunnahs of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In order to adopt the sunnahs and to gain passion for performing good deeds, attach yourself with the blessed environment of Dawat-e-Islami, the Madani movement of the devotees of the Prophet, and take out some time for the 12 Madani works of the Zaili Halqa. One Madani work from the Madani works of the Zaili Halqa is the weekly Madani Halqa, by means of which gatherings are organized at a city level for people of various languages. The weekly Madani Halqa or Masjid Ijtima takes place in small cities or places where the weekly Sunnah inspired Ijtima has not yet started for some reasons. The schedule of the weekly Madani Halqa comprises of Quran recitation, Naat, a Sunnah inspired Bayan, Dua, and Salat or Salam. More than one weekly Madani Halqa can be held in a city or area on different days in different places. In order to advance the works of the religion, you should also help Dawat Islami, the Madani movement of devotees of the Prophet, for enlivening the masajid. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, many wayward people have been reformed by the blessings of this Madani environment. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Oh my beloved Prophet of Mercy, oh my beloved Prophet of Mercy, oh my beloved Prophet of Mercy.